What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. So the other day I was looking on podcasts because I'm trying to make this one grow, and I just get on sometimes in search. And September 20-something of 2022, 2 years after I started mine, some other guy started one and calls it the Dad Bodcast, the same as mine. And what sucks about it is he's an ex-tennis player and famous person, and he gets actors and stuff on there and talking. I'm like, I'm screwed. Like, I've been doing this 5 years with this name. This guy comes on and just steals it. But because he's somebody who's known, I'm screwed. Yeah, I don't want to change the name.
L for you.
But Dan and Amelia did come up with something that's pretty good.
5 years with the same name and having to change it.
Right.
Well, known takes
so it. They said Garage Talks, which works. I mean,
but it wasn't always the
but
garage.
It used to no, it wasn't always the garage.
And it's still not always.
But the what I could garage. Do is. I could have it like the Dad Bodcast Garage Talks. I don't know. You know what I mean? But that it's kind of long, but it just sucks. I don't want to change my name. But again,
it's been 5 years with the same
name. It's like,
name.
God dang it. Yeah. And then this person comes in and starts it 2 years after I've been doing it, or 2.5. It was a September of 2022. I started this, you know, during or before COVID. I know it was in 2021. I've been on for 5 years now. So it was 3 years, I guess. I'm on my fifth season, and each year is a new season. So, yeah, this will be my fifth year. So I've been on for four. This starts fifth.
Beat him up.
It just sucks. It's like, I don't know, you know, obviously it probably costs a lot of money to copyright. And it's just, it's one of those things. Maybe it'll help. Maybe people will be searching that and find me instead. I don't know, but it just, it sucks because I'm busting my ass to make this, and someone comes along and takes it. And I don't know who the person is, but I know some of the people he was having on, like his very first episode, he was having on Corbin Burnson.
Who?
He's an actor. Mm. He goes, he's a really good friend of mine. I was like, fuck you, dude. I'm screwed. You remember, you know the movie Psych, or TV show Psych that I love? The dad. Sean's dad. I love the guy. Corbin Burnson's awesome. But it sucks. I don't have famous friends, so how can I compete with that, you know? Just my bitching to start the show.
As you do.
So it's been a week and a day.
And a day.
Since me papa passed away. And I'm still getting the whole, I'm so sorry, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And I do get, they're just trying to be nice saying, you know, I'm so sorry. And but my response wants to be, why? Did you kill him? Did you murder my dad? Like, I don't know. Like, the whole sorry, it just, it gets old after a while. And I, again, I understand people are trying to be friendly. I do the same thing. I hear someone's parent died or somebody, then, like, oh, my dog died. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's your dog. Who gives a fuck? No, but.
They do, probably.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish it would stop. Mm-hmm. And when's it going to stop? And even people I didn't tell some of these people at work. And then they come over and tell me, come into my office and tell me, oh, I'm so sorry. How'd you even find out? I don't talk to you. I didn't tell you my dad died. So if you're out there telling other people my dad, leave me alone. It's none of their business. But I guess thank you for I'm sorry, but please stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be rude. Right. I get it. They're being nice, but please stop.
Why? Why is that?
What?
On your wall. The
my sword? Yeah, it's why? One of my swords.
Why do you have it on your wall, though?
Because there was a nail and I just put it on the nail. I want to hang up more, but I actually would rather hang up because Carter got me. You know, I have all my signed posters from the shows I've been to and stuff. Mm-hmm. I have a few more, like the Bare Naked Ladies one. My Fully Loaded tour from Burt Kreischer. I don't want to get framed and hung up. But Carter also bought me a Goonies poster and a Star Wars poster. But I want to get frames for all of them, so I'll probably hang those out here. But the problem
Why
is
do you want frames?
Kind of a lack for wall. What?
Why do you want frames for them?
So they stay awesome.
My My bad, girl.
Yeah, it is. But it kind of lack for wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could try to hang them on the ceiling, but that'd be weird. Yeah, I don't know. Like, yes, my dad died. Yes, it was sad at the time. I'm over it now. You know, I do talk to his picture when I'm here sometimes. Sometimes, you know, I need to talk to him. So that was pretty nice that my stepmom, I guess, my dad's wife,
it's
Z.
It's weird hearing you call her stepmom.
I know, because she's, well, because I'm 45. You know, like, who calls?
What'd you say? It's like my dad's 45?
It's my dad's wife. Like, I don't go around like, hi, mom. Or, you know, this is my stepmom.
You don't even call your mom mom.
Exactly. You know, if I was to introduce her or say her name and introduce her, I was like, this is Z, my dad's wife. I don't say, this is my stepmom, Z. It's probably just because I am old. You know, I guess if I was a kid, say mom and I got divorced, right? And then your mom remarried, because I never will. But say she gets remarried. Will you introduce her husband because you're younger as your stepdad or your mom's husband?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know, just how I am, I guess. Like, I've sent her a couple texts, checked up on her a couple times, see how she's doing.
Mom was on FaceTime with her earlier trying to figure something out.
Taxes. Ew. Like, my dad was an accountant. He handled all that crap.
Taxes.
And then the fucker goes and dies, and now she's he dies at tax time. This is literally like the one you couldn't hold out for a couple months, Dad.
How often?
You selfish prick. Government takes their money, bastards. But, yeah, so she was helping her with that. Going along with the death of me papa, what do you would you say is the number one item in your bucket list? You know what a bucket list is, right?
I don't know. Give me a minute.
Mine would be to snort coke off a hooker's ass. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Anyway,
that's number three.
Anyways.
No, mine would probably be to travel. Like, I would love to see Ireland, Scotland.
Mine would either be travel the world
like that.
Or actually practice the guitar. Actually learn it. I have two of them.
Where would you like to travel to?
Anywhere that I haven't been yet. So anywhere. That's not Oregon or California.
Kind of lame, child.
Maybe.
On the Book of Faces?
Just interrupt me, I guess.
Yeah, you were still thinking. It looked like
Ireland.
The way smoke was coming out your head, I figured it was going to take a while. on the Book of Faces, I follow pictures from Scotland. Picture from Ireland, like that's not what's called, but that's usually what it is. It's like, and it shows, and like Scotland and Ireland are, first off, have an awesome rich history with like knights and castles, you know what I mean? And I would love to go see the ruins of all those. But it's just so green and awesome, and Irish ladies have a sexy
dad.
Stop. But oh, so
talk about your Irish ladies.
Well, yeah, dang,
dad. No,
I also found out last week, so my dad did one of those 153andMe's or whatever they call it, 23andMe. That's what it is, 23. It's to find out your lineage or whatever.
Oh.
And so he is, I guess he found out he was like 65% Irish. Hmm. I had no clue. From what I've been told growing up, we were mostly German, but it sounds like that's wrong. So sounds like I've got some Irish in me, which explains my drinking.
Alcoholic.
But it would be cool to go see those kind of places. Mm-hmm. That would be my number one on my bucket list. It would be to travel the world.
What's you know what New I mean? Orleans like?
New Orleans is awesome.
I want to go there.
It's dirty in parts.
Well, places aren't at this point.
But it's awesome. So what... I don't... Parts would be cool for you. Mm-hmm. Especially like the history, seeing the plantations, learning the history of
that's why I want to go down
there. The cemetery tours are awesome. All the death and just the history of even the people who died. It's just, it's really cool. But it's also a giant bar town. The famous street, Bourbon Street. Every building on Bourbon Street is pretty much a bar. Mm-hmm. But that's what it is. This is a party area. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, there's a lot of cool there. I really like the area. I wouldn't want to live there. Crime rate's huge. Also, it's like hit the most with hurricanes and other shit. But it is awesome. And there are parts that are really beautiful. And then there are parts that are like, oh, okay, that's a dude's testicles. Yes. But it's cool. I think it'd be cool to see. I mean, there's a lot here in the United States I want to see. I want to see Chicago. I want to see Detroit. Why? I want to see New York.
Why? New York, I get. But.
Because they have history, too. Like, Detroit is like, that's like where rock and roll and cars and,
okay,
you know, Nashville. I really want to see Nashville. Okay. You know, like big cities like that. I would love to go see the Mall of America. I've never seen it. You know, another one would probably be to zipline. I'm terrified of heights.
Ziplining would be fun.
So I would want to.
What is your opinion on that. Bungee jumping?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I do not trust my life to a giant rubber band and a piece of Velcro. Why? Not a chance.
Doesn't it sound fun?
No.
Why?
Well, first off, I'm fat.
That's not the point.
So I'm going to get down there, and they're going to think that rubber band's going to pull me up, and it's either going to snap, or I'm going to stretch it to its limit and smack my face on something, and then I'm dead. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, skydiving, maybe. That's probably how I will die. I'll be like, let's do it, and I'll jump out of the plane and have a heart attack. But ziplining would be on there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like, if I could do the whole, what's it called? What's it? Make-A-Wish. I would want to have a meal with somebody famous. But not just anybody. Like, I'd have to think about it and pick. I mean, who? I mean, there's so many I would love to do it with. But, you know what I mean? It's just like, mm-hmm, I'd want somebody who had good stories to tell or that kind of shit.
I can hear you chewing on your...
No! I'm not chewing anything.
Gross. Nasty.
Let's see. You're lame, so you don't read.
I can't read, actually.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Oh, no. You answer first.
Well, the problem with this is I see...
I don't know many places, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I see pictures of the beautiful parts of everything, but...
You don't really know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like to live there, yeah. So, as of right now, if I was just to pick, I'd be lame and I'd be the Oregon coast. Mm-hmm. It is literally my happy place. Like, I love being there. And it's weird because it's, you know, it's got the gray and the gloom and the...
But that makes it better, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too. I love that. I don't like the sun and the heat and the bull crap.
I like when it's rainy. I like the smell of
it. Me too. I love the rain. I could even deal without snow in the winter to live there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would like to say that I would love to move to Ireland or Scotland or, you know what I mean? But I mm-hmm. don't know what it's like living there, so I can't say that's where I'd want to live.
I'd have to agree with you on the Oregon, at least for now.
So I think I know your answer to this next one I want to ask.
Okay.
What is your go-to comfort food? Takis. No. That is your go-to comfort food. That's all you ever ask for. Give me a bag of Takis. On your way home, you got me some Takis.
Yeah, but if there's like, I don't know. I probably wouldn't choose that for a comfort food, though.
It's not very comforting,
in my opinion.
Well, see, I don't know. What's a comfort food?
I honestly have no clue.
To me, like...
Food you'd go to if you... I don't...
Well, see, I don't think I have a comfort food. Like, things I like to eat. I love my Jelly Bellies. I love popcorn, but like air popped movie theater type popcorn. Bag popcorn's okay, but I also love Cajun food. I love, you know, I mean, look at this belly. It's obvious I love food. What's your favorite hobby?
Never thought about that. Do I even have any hobbies? No.
Yeah.
Like what?
Drawing.
But I'm not good at drawing. It's weird.
I think you are. Angry. Searching Pinterest for funny memes.
Those pop up naturally.
Printing Danny DeVito pictures.
It only happened a couple times. Comfort food is food that provides a nostalgic or sentimental value to someone.
See, and I guess popcorn could be that because it does. I love the movie theater. Mm-hmm. I hope they never close. Oh. It is sad because it is getting there.
It is?
Where less people are going to the movies. It's all streaming
that
now.
That makes it better when you go to the movies.
People would rather sit home and stream. But it's going to take away from it. I love the theater. Mm-hmm. I love going. And I did, like when we were younger, so my parents got divorced when I was young. But my brothers and my sister and I, we would always go to the theater mm-hmm. in the town, you know, during the summertime.
How much did it cost then?
Like $2.
Exactly.
But
how much does it cost now?
$14.50. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But it so I guess going could kind of, I mean, there's the excitement of it to me, mm-hmm. you know, but also like it kind of is nostalgic a little bit. So I guess popcorn could be counted as a comfort food there. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I really don't have a food that brings me back to nostalgia. Food's food. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I could say, oh, spaghetti. I ate that as a kid. I ate everything as a kid. Like, you know, I don't trust
as a kid.
It wasn't food to me or food at all.
Wasn't food at all. Like grass, dirt,
a worm.
Rocks. Oh, wasn't expecting that, but okay.
I ate dirt. I'm a boy. We, you know, shit, we ate dirt. Yeah, no.
It's not an excuse. Your excuse.
They dared me and I ate the worm. Whatever. I don't know.
It's kind of gross.
This is what it is. It was dead. Crunchy.
That's even worse.
Shriveled up from the sun. It was fine. It's like a french fry.
It's gross.
But yeah, I don't have, I mean, I love Cajun food. It's probably my favorite food is Cajun food, but I'm not brave enough to try it here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking Cajun food while I'm in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. The real Cajun food, not, oh, there's a place here in Boise, Idaho. Because first off, not fresh. And anywhere that claims here in Idaho, period, fresh seafood, bullshit. We're not near the sea. You have to fly that shit from Oregon or California or Washington. That's not fresh. Might have been fresh yesterday. It's not fresh now, so don't call it fresh. But, yeah, so I guess popcorn for me. Mm-hmm. You're sticking with Takis?
I said no to Takis. I caught a bit of spider.
What would you do with lottery money if you won?
Buy stuff I don't need, like I do with my money now.
That's it?
Yeah. More Edgar Allan Poe books, probably. Ooh. Records. I don't know.
I have two. I mean, there's a lot I want to do.
You would spend it on drugs.
Yes, but on the good ones.
Oh. Okay.
No meth in this body.
Not that we know.
Some shrooms, some peyote, maybe some acid. No cocaine though.
Okay.
That happened once and that was it.
Whoa.
two things. Like I said, there's a lot I would want to do, but there are two things that I dream about doing. Mm-hmm. Besides my podcast, I would love to have a studio and just mm-hmm. do this. I would want to open up kind of like a Big Al's type building. The, you know, with the bowling alley and the bars.
Oh.
But make it like an 80s theme. Like, mm-hmm. buy a mall or something like that, you know? So you have a bowling alley, but it's all 80s music and the 80s lights and how it was, you know, the restaurants were food from the 80s and they're set up just like it was in the 80s. Movie theater that played only 80s movies. You know, stores that sold clothes that look like they're from the 80s. Like, because that was...
What would you call it?
I don't know.
Well, you better think about it. You never know what can happen.
Flashback. I don't know.
Oh,
Back to the Future.
okay. Anyways.
So that's one of them. The other thing to go along with podcasting is a bar, but not like the way bars are now. And I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Cheers, but kind of like that.
I have not.
So that back then, they were like...
When you say back then, it makes you sound old.
I am old.
I know, but I'm just saying... Or when but, you say, when I was a kid, makes you sound even older.
It's like, so now they're like darkened and dim and they have like, you know, they're loud and annoying. Like this kind of bar is like a local neighborhood kind of bar. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like put it in the subdivision, but you have your regulars who come
you know,
in.
You say, you know, but I obviously don't know.
You don't. 15. Check out Cheers and you'll understand.
I don't want to.
Shut up and do it.
Okay.
Like the regulars and. They go in and they have a beer and you talk and, you know, it's not dimmed. It's not, you know, it's, I don't know, mm-hmm. just like a kind of like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I just think bars and clubs have turned into a young person crap. It sucks now. And they're not, a lot of them aren't fun to go to. And that's why your mom and I go to just the same one because it's closer to what I like and what she likes. And of course, it has the bar food she loves. but something like that. But what I always thought it would be cool is to have that bar, mm-hmm. right? And then the back is hooked up as the podcast studio. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you can interview patrons of the bar, you know, because, I mean, think about some of these people. Like, even just going into an old folks' home, I need to look into that. Maybe I can set that up and, you know, and talk to the old people in these. They have so much to say. Mm-hmm. And they, like my stepdad's, and I call Marvin my stepdad because him and my mom have been together for a long ass fucking time.
How long have they been together?
30 years or so.
Dang.
I was a freshman. When they got married, I was a freshman in high school. When they got married.
Because you were about 15.
But they were together before that.
So they've been married for about 30 years, though.
Yeah,
so
somewhere around there.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
When his dad was still alive, you know, we'd go up there, you know, they'd make us. We were young, you know. Nobody wants to go hang out with old people when you're, like, in high school and junior high. But we'd go sit with them and eat their nasty sandwiches because, you know, those old people like, oh, this is good. Here, eat this. Like, is that cat food? Thanks. But
it is cat food.
Probably. He had a lot of stories about, and I want to say it was World War II, mm-hmm. but he flew planes. He was a pilot for World War II. And when he was lucid, because he had Alzheimer's and stuff, but the stories were just awesome. And you know he was old because his wife's name is Bessie. And nobody names their wives Bessie anymore. They name their cows Bessie,
you
but not
name
their wives.
Your wife.
I name my wife.
No, you
she
don't.
Goes, nobody names their kids, sorry, Bessie anymore. But he named his plane after her. You know, like just all those stories. And you know what planes I'm talking about, like they had the pinup bureau painted on, you know, that. So it was cool hearing those stories. And I'm sure there's so many people in these retirement homes that have those kind of stories to tell. And who are they telling? You know?
Each other.
They probably feel lonely in there, some of them. Some of them look cool. I want to live in a retirement home. Some of them have theaters and bowling alleys, and it's like, and then restaurants that you don't have to pay at because it's part of your thing. Like, that's how you get your food. You go to the restaurant. I'm like, feed me, bitch.
Probably tell the nurses there and stuff.
Yeah.
You probably don't even care.
Probably, yeah. But I think that would be cool. But
why,
like,
are you picking out your jelly beans one by one?
That's a root beer, okay. And that's a knot. Okay. But I think that would be cool, is the that kind of local bar with the podcast in the back, uh-huh. And you can just interview, you know, if someone wants to, they can sign up for it or something, and you can bring them back and interview them. I just think that would be cool. Mm-hmm. So anything on you?
No.
You just spend it on Temu?
No. What? No. What?
TikTok store?
No.
What?
I already told you. I answered before you did.
Yeah, you said you'd buy stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
That's where you buy stuff right now.
Nuh-uh. I don't have money in my card.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. That's where you make me buy you stuff.
But like I told you, probably go down to like a like bookstore or something. Records. I don't know. Okay. Maybe buy a car.
Not maybe. You probably should.
Yeah. But
so,
anyways.
If you could travel through time...
Oh, my goodness.
What time period?
I can't travel through time.
If you could, what time period would you go back to?
Either 70s or 80s. Don't know why. Just...
No. Because they were a good time.
But the thing is, like, I say that because, like, pictures and stuff on it, but it probably wasn't the best with how, you know... Like, do you get what I'm... Like, I'm not
trying to... I think the 80s were the best.
But, like... I'm not talking about, like, the time period and, like, clothing and stuff. I'm talking about, like, how people are treated, how you treat people and stuff. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Racism,
yeah.
Homophobia and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying there.
It would be cool to go to a Queen concert.
Which, and me growing up in the 80s, like, I know it was awesome. But, yes, there was that. But it's not like that's any different now.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really
People try to act like it is and, like, oh, we're woke. And I think I'm using that word right. But they're not. People are pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to say that. I hate saying that.
I don't know how accepted it was back then, but I do feel like there's at least a bit more acceptance to it. But it's
in certain areas, but also the sad thing was it was hidden more. Mm-hmm. You know?
So I don't get why, but do you?
Me either. Like, be you and be happy about it. I would probably, I wouldn't, I would want to travel back to live in the 80s again. But to see, I'd want to go all the way back.
All the way back to when?
To when dragons were still roaming the world and knights and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I really don't know what era that is. It's been a long time since I've been in school, but you know what I mean? Like kings and queens and...
History, they taught about it, but I can't really...
Just to see.
Renaissance.
You know?
No, that wasn't Renaissance. Maybe but, it was. I don't know.
Yeah, I think maybe. I don't know. But just to see. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I wouldn't fit in very well. But like, all right, this is cool. Let's go.
Let's leave right now.
But, yeah, the 80s. I loved the 80s. But I would probably see all of them. Like, I would love to see what it was like in the 60s, the 50s. You know, go to an old diner in the 50s and see them in their poodle skirts and stuff. Like, that'd be...
What was the first concert you've ever went to? What band? Do you remember?
Yeah, it sucked. It was Dixie Chicks.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they were a country group that was big in the 90s, and then they said some stuff they shouldn't have and kind of got canceled. They're coming back now, but they call themselves just the Chicks now. But I went with the girls, with some girls, and it was whatever, not my... Thing.
How many concerts have you been to? Do you know?
Oh my goodness, no. Estimate, a lot. 30.
Dang. What was your favorite?
Jack Black, Tenacious D. It was Tenacious D, Jimmy Eat World, and Weezer. And Weezer and Jimmy Eat World were great, but Tenacious D was fucking awesome. He puts on a show. My second favorite, Bowling for Soup. And it was in a small, I mean, it's here in Boise. It was in a small area.
When did you see these?
Huh?
When did you see these? What year?
Oh my goodness, 90s.
Dang.
Yeah. Actually, I think Jack Black and HD was in early 2000s, but Bowling for Soup was in the 90s. It was awesome. Oops. It was really cool. I just like those kind of music too. It was just fun. Yeah, I'd probably say Dixie Chicks were the worst one, and I'm not saying because the song sucked. It just wasn't my thing. But yeah.
What would you do if a giant spider crawled down the wall and started crawling towards you?
I would scream like a girl. And if I can't get to my gun, I'm running inside.
You're going to shoot a spider?
Yeah, I will. And then if I can't get to the gun, I'm running inside and I'm leaving you alone and her with it.
Dang, that's hurtful. That's rude. I put it in your so, beans.
You don't have a partner, so I can't ask you how did you and your partner meet. But do you know how me and your mom met?
No.
Do you want to know?
Sure. Maybe. Do I?
My dad introduced us.
Really?
Yeah. So your mom was a waitress at a bar that he frequented.
Mm-hmm. And I think she waitressed at a bar.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
That and I guess technically too. This was an actual bar, but she also worked at a restaurant which had a bar hooked to it, and sometimes she'd work the bar too. But
when did you guys meet? What year?
2006.
So Carter was about a year. Close to a year.
He was, when I met your mom, he was 9 months old.
Okay.
My dad called and said, I have someone who wants you to meet because she needs help moving. And I told her you would help her. So I went to the bar. I met her. A couple days later, I helped move her and Carter out of her boyfriend's apartment. Mm-hmm. 3 months after moving her out of her boyfriend's apartment, her and I were married. We did not know each other long before we got married, but we're going on 18 years now.
That's crazy.
Right?
November.
And
November what?
21st.
Dang.
You know, it's really crazy.
I don't know why I always thought it was like the 17th or something.
When I told my dad we were getting married, mm-hmm. his response to me was, I give you 6 months. So every year on my anniversary, I would call him and be like, it's a year, Dad. It's 5 years, Dad. It's 10 years, Dad. You know what I mean? Now I'll just have to come out here to the garage and tell his picture there. It's 18 years, Pops.
you were wrong.
Yeah. It's crazy because that's the way I usually tell people. They're like, how did you meet? I was like, I moved her out of her boyfriend's house, and then 3 months later, I married her. Because that's literally how it was. Mm-hmm. There was really not a lot of dating that we did. Like, mm-hmm. it was just, I don't know. And I think... It is true, like, you can't just meet somebody and be like, okay, in a year I'll know. You know when you know. Mm-hmm. There's no set time frame on when you know. It just happens. Mm-hmm. And I still don't know about your mom.
Whoa.
One of these days I'll figure it out. But yeah, it's crazy. That, you know, very short time, but Yeah, it is funny. That was my dad was the reason we met. And so when the night he passed, your mom was crying. Mm-hmm. And we got back to the hotel and she told me she feels bad because she didn't feel like she had the right to be sad about it. Mm-hmm. And so I looked her in the face. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, you knew him first before you knew me. But also, he introduced you to your most favorite person in the world, sexiest man you've ever been with. You should be sad that he's gone.
You're just assuming things at this point.
But no, I mean, she's been in his life for probably 19 years. You know what I mean? So, yeah, she had the right to be sad and cry. And, you know, it's one of the things, like, Carter was around my dad so much when he was young because I was always over there or, you know. So even Carter has known my dad longer than any of these other people in his life, you know, the other grandkids and everything else. So Carter went to Moscow. My dad and I took Carter. We took a trip to Moscow to see Josh. And I think it was actually Josh's graduation. And Carter was dancing on the bar top at the restaurant Josh and I were cooks at. And like, you know, so it's not like she didn't know my dad. Mm-hmm. So why couldn't she be sad? She had every right to be sad. Mm-hmm. It didn't really hit me until the next morning.
Yeah.
And then
you told me, Riley, I know about that.
And then last week at work, it was like Tuesday, kind of blew up on Carter. People, if you fucking smoke, quit now. Okay. It's stupid. Horrible death. But happier thoughts. I had a 4-pound shit this morning.
Why are you wearing your headphones like that?
So I don't miss my sex ado.
It's already all messed up anyway.
That's what it looks like. It'll flatten it and then I'll look like your brother and I'll have a headband. But you have a role model? Somebody you look up to? Famous, not famous?
If you're thinking it's you, no.
Oh God, no. I should not. I'm telling everybody right now, I should not be anybody's role model, period. Okay.
Not that I can think of right now, but maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's... See, people have... My whole life, people have asked, who's your... I don't fucking know. Who's your role model?
Probably someone.
Randy Macho Man Savage? I don't know.
Who?
He's a wrestler from the 80s and 90s.
Oh.
I don't, like... I mean,
like, I probably do, but I can't think of
it. Right, like, there's all kinds of people to look up to, like...
But there's also people who you think you can look up to and turns out
they can't. Yeah. So that's a really hard one.
Like there's a lot of YouTubers who are very popular in like 2020. One's like kind of molester kind of thing now or like was accused of it. Another was accused and like they were all part of the same like group. Another was accused of abusing his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And they're obviously broken up now. And she came up out about it and that's how we know. And then I think there's like another famous like YouTuber or something who's like raped his girlfriend and stuff. Like you think you can look up to him and then all this comes out and you're like
And they're on their to be role models kind of thing. Like mm-hmm. One your mom would probably say is that stupid Taylor Swift.
I'm not a big fan of her.
I'm not either and look
her, I just don't like her music that much.
I can't stand her music. It's not my thing. And cool, maybe she really is a good person. I don't know. I keep hearing your mom's like, oh, just watch her documentary. She donates money. Cool. You know how many football players donate money and they still get a bad rap that they're not good people?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying,
like, a giant majority of them mm-hmm. literally donate money, do this. Keanu Reeves. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's a good role model. He does too. You know, he's an awesome actor. I like Keanu Reeves. And he does. He donates so much of his money and time. Same with Ashton Kutcher. And people just think he's a giant idiot. The dude is very smart. He's a funny actor, and he donates a lot of money to charities and helps. Mm-hmm. So we're all these names. Who gives a fuck about Taylor Swift? Sorry, people. If you like Taylor Swift, you're what do they call a Swiftie? Okay, you suck. Don't do that.
Dad, don't be mean.
All right,
you can like who they want.
You
like.
Don't suck. Like whoever you want, just not Charlie Manson.
Who's that?
He was a murdering freakazoid.
Oh,
the one who had the swastika tattoo. Dude on his forehead, died in prison.
I don't know if I know. Okay. I've heard the name, but...
Look him up. It's bad. That was in my mind today because your mom and her death shows in the mornings on weekends. And
I don't know why she starts her day off like that.
Right? Who wants to start the day off with that?
Weird way to start your day.
Drinking her coffee and watching death. I don't know.
It wakes you up, I guess.
But yeah, when I came down this morning, there was a show about him was on, and like he brainwashed, whatever, these girls, and they're the ones that end up murdering for him. I mean, he murdered people too. I think count was 35 for him or something, but he would start each day getting all his followers. It was like a cult too. He'd drug them all up with LSD, and you know, so it's like he was a horrible person. So he's not a role model to anybody. Okay, I'm telling you right now. Neither is that stupid Andrew Tate dipshit. He completely forgot about him. Yeah, he may be able to whoop my ass in a fight. I'm not a fighter. That's fine. He is cool. He could kick my ass. I don't care. He's a piece of shit human being. Not a role model. Moving on. And then still moving on. Do you have a personal motto? Huh? A personal motto? Like carpe diem? Seize the carp? I'm not even gonna laugh at that. Jesus, that was a good one.
Was it though?
It was an okay one.
Really?
It was an okay one. How about a saying you like? Anything there? Like mine, some people feel the rain, others just get wet. Like, I love that one.
Well, there are a lot of I like, but off the top of my head right now. Well, I know I saved one, but I think just the carpe diem one.
So while you're looking that up, one that I love was from a movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it is so true, and it's also how, I guess it could be a motto plus a motto or a way to live your life, whatever, but also a saying was, you can't take life too serious, you never get out alive. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny, you know, if you think about it, but it's true, like, just have fun, enjoy life, like, yeah. Shit's gonna happen, get over it.
I have Memento Mori, carpe diem.
Oh, yeah, I have that coin in my pocket.
Remember, you must die, seize the day.
Yeah, seize the carp.
Dead. You gotta stop. Knock it off.
Okay.
But there are a lot of good ones out there.
If you could pick one thing about you that you think people are surprised to learn about, what do you think it would be?
I don't know. What do you think?
For you, I don't know because I know you. So I'm not. There's nothing about you that surprised me because I know.
What do you assume would surprise people? Because I don't know. I tend to very well to people.
I think for any of you kids, it would be that I'm your dad. Like, if Why? People meet me first, because I'm not a quiet, reserved, kind of laid back person, and you kids are. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we get that from mom.
I'm loud and obnoxious and in people's faces.
We know.
So when people see you, you know what's really crazy? You ready for this one?
What?
I was you in high school.
L.
My brothers were the loud, obnoxious idiots, like so much so that our school librarian and principal were shocked that I was related to James and Josh because I was good grades, quiet, you know, mm-hmm. and James bet his teachers and was in the office every hour.
James went to his teachers?
He had bets with his teachers that he'd get into the office and be okay. Or no, he had a bet with the office aide that he can get out of every class and show up in the office.
Did he do it?
He did it. James volunteered to be tased by the police when they came in and were talking. Also pepper sprayed. And but that's James. You know, he's an idiot. But yeah, I think for me, people are my music, my love of music, I guess, is probably what surprises people the most. Because it's everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I like it all. One of the bigger ones is when they hear me, I don't know, listening to country. I don't know why that shocks people. But
you just don't look like the person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it the hair, the tattoos? It was really bad when I had the Wolverine spikes, the chops, eyebrow piercing, ears pierced, tongue piercing.
And when was this?
Before I met you.
Well, obviously, Donald.
This was back probably good portion of time. Let's see. Between 99 and 2005. I had hemp ankle bracelets, hemp bracelets. Like, I was just... So I look like this, like, just punk rock and roll listening dude, which I do. I love my rock. And I would start listening to country music. Or I'd hold the doors open for old people. And they're like... I'm like, yeah, I'm a nice guy. Go in.
Get moving.
But, yeah, I would think my music... there's no other way to say it but my love of music. So I love music. I listen to music every day. And it just depends on my mood or what I'm doing on what type I listen to. But mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's probably the biggest shocker or surprising thing to people.
What about mom? What do you think would be for her?
That she's married to me.
Yeah. Shocks me sometimes too.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, her job tells her everything there is. She's boring. She's an accountant.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, that's all I can think is that she's married to me. When they find that, like, whoa, okay. That is a shocker.
Still shocks me to this day. It's been going on my whole life.
What one thing are you most afraid of?
I know for you it's heights.
Yeah, but you ever hear that explained? It's not really being high that is the fear. It's the falling from that high.
Yeah, I talked to you about it on Monday.
Well, I don't remember Monday.
Well, that's because you're a butthole and you're old.
And I drank heavily this weekend. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you kind of did.
Well, I'm not kidding about drinking heavily, but it didn't make me forget.
Honestly, could be so many things.
Spiders.
Spiders.
I think I would rather
deal with... They're creepy, they're gross, but...
I'd rather deal with heights than spiders.
Probably losing a loved one, which...
I've lost a few, so I'm used to it.
Losing a loved one that I'm super close to, probably, like, immediate family.
Oh, like Riley?
Why was he the first to come up here?
Because I know who you and him are close. You guys act like you're mad at each other, but...
That's because he's annoying and a bully. 13 years old and bullies me.
He's your little brother.
How rude.
That's what we did. Do. Little brothers, bully.
I don't care.
Older brothers, bully. The problem with you...
Carter doesn't bully me.
He doesn't in his mind.
Oh, dang. That hurts.
The problem with you is that you could whoop his ass, but you're a giant pansy and don't do shit about it.
Rude. Actually, just one. He says something mean and I look at him and he's like, sorry.
Exactly. You could easily whoop his ass.
How about when we were upstairs and he was yelling that, I don't know, I was hitting him or something and he was just laying on the floor and I was just standing next to him. I was like, what are you doing?
So I'm going to ask a couple more and then then we'll end it. But if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I've thought about this sometimes, but I've never been able to decide. Probably time manipulation. Slow down time, speed up time, whatever I want. What about you?
So I'll tell you what I think, and you tell me if you accept it.
I don't accept anything from you.
Green Lantern's ring.
I don't remember what it does.
Everything.
Oh.
So when he puts on the ring, then he can create a giant fist to catch somebody or punch, you know, like he is just, it lets
Why'd
him do whatever he can think of, he can do.
Why'd you catch somebody with a fist? You probably punched them.
giant hand is what I meant to say. But anyways, but
I accept
because
that
kind of gives
that does only one thing. Like speed.
It would be flying.
Why do you want to fly? You don't even like heights. You confuse me.
Because I can control that. Like, if I'm flying and I'm controlling it.
But you'd look weird flying low to the ground.
I wouldn't. See, that's the thing because because if it was me and I could fly, then I would know I could land just fine. I wouldn't fall from the sky.
But what if you suddenly lose your powers while you're up in the sky?
Well, then I'm fucked. Hopefully I can spread my fat and I can glide.
Like a flying squirrel?
I always thought about that. Like, Superman, I think, is one of the lamest superheroes. And
why not Batman?
Because Batman's not a superhero. There's nothing super about Batman. You can call him a hero.
Guys.
You can call him a hero. That's fine. But he's not a superhero. Neither is Iron Man. The only thing those two are super rich. Well, except Iron Man's super smart, too, because he built his shit. Batman doesn't even build his own shit. He has other people do it.
He just has the money.
He's just super rich. That's the only super thing. But... I like the invincibility, the flying.
What's your favorite superhero? Marvel or DC, doesn't matter.
I really love, there's three that are
not
all.
Green Lantern, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Green Lantern.
I said not him.
Deadpool.
Put him back.
And Aquaman.
Okay.
Those three, it's all like a tie.
I said not Green Lantern. Why'd you still say him?
You cannot tell me
yes,
not.
I
if you're
can.
Asking my favorites, you can't
well, when
tell me.
It's super obvious, you can't pick that one.
But, yeah. I think, like, I would love to be able to. I think, though, to go along with flying, you'd have to be able to turn invisible because then people see you if you're not invisible. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then they want to cut you open and dissect you and inspect you and all that shit.
I don't think anyone would want to cut someone open. Well, that's why. Some people do.
Yeah.
They're weirdos.
So, yeah, Green Lantern's ring, if you accept that, that's my choice.
I suppose I'll accept it.
Okay, here's the last one.
Ew, that was bubblegum.
If you worked in a circus, what would your job be?
Like?
Anything. Ring announcer, the dude that sets up and tears down, the bearded lady, strong man, whatever you, what would you think your job would be?
Probably not the ring announcer. I don't think I'd be able to do that. Probably, what are some, like, other than the ones you named, what are some circus?
Clowns.
I want to be a clown.
Trapeze artist.
I want to be a clown.
I would say clown is probably be what I would be too, but I think I could also do the ring announcer thing.
I don't think I'd be able to do that. That's a lot of people. And they'd have to hear my voice. With a clown, I could be silent and scare them.
Right? All right, well, if I say you can take us out, are you going to?
No.
Are you going to know how?
No.
All right, well, dad bods out, bitches.